And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started right now. And from the Huron County District Courthouse this week, a legal drama unfolds for Brian Robert Martin. Already navigating the complexities of probation for a prior OWI felony, Martin was arraigned today on two new high-stakes charges, which are illegal possession of a firearm and illegal possession of ammunition. Prosecutors allege Martin, designated a prohibited person due to his past operating while intoxicated conviction, was found with weapons he was legally barred from owning. This isn't just a procedural step, it's a deepening legal quagmire for Martin, who appeared via Zoom from the Huron County Jail. Despite his attorney's plea for a no-cash bond, citing employment and community ties, the visiting Judge Prill set bail at $5,000 with 10%, and some strict conditions. Those conditions, not just standard, but all existing probation terms, effectively doubling down on supervision. Martin faces a pretrial conference on March 26th with a preliminary exam slated for April 10th, a date that was pushed back just one day due to the Good Friday holiday, and a waiver he personally confirmed under oath. The stakes are high as each felony carries up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine, plus mandatory forfeiture of any weapons. Martin now awaits a court-appointed attorney, Elizabeth Weisenbach, as he navigates this complex legal landscape, and the message from the bench is clear. Compliance is non-negotiable. And in Lansing, a bipartisan effort is aiming to ease one of life's most difficult moments, losing a loved one. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed two new bills designed to cut through the red tape that often delays funeral arrangements and critical paperwork after death. The changes are meant to bring faster answers and a little less stress to grieving Michigan families. Under the new laws, death certificates must now be filed within 48 hours using a secure online system through the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. That faster turnaround can make a big difference when families are trying to move forward with burials, insurance claims, and estate matters. Lawmakers behind the bills say the goal is simple: remove unnecessary hurdles during an already painful time. In one measure, updates how medical professionals certify deaths, moving the process online and making it easier for funeral directors to do their part. The other loosens outdated rules, allowing more qualified physicians, not just county medical examiners, to sign off on death certificates. Governor Gretchen Whitmer says it's about showing compassion through action, making sure the state isn't adding to the burden when families are already facing heartbreak. Supporters on both sides of the aisle agree, when time matters most, government should work faster and with families, not against them. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
And we are back. We do have some obituaries for you at this time. Mary Jane Smith, age 90 years, of Bad Axe, Michigan, was born on October 31st, 1935, and passed away on March 18th, 2026. She is survived by her children Michael, Stephen, and Daniel, her sister, her niece, as well as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The funeral mass for Mary Jane Smith will be celebrated Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, at 11:30 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish, Sacred Heart Catholic Church, in Bad Axe, Invisitation will take place at church on Tuesday from 10:30 a.m. until the time of the Mass. Immediately following Mass, family and friends will travel in procession to Sacred Heart Cemetery for committal prayers and interment. And in lieu of flowers, Mary Jane requested for donations to be made to the St. Hubert's Food Pantry of the Sacred Heart Catholic Church of Bad Axe, Michigan. Arrangements have been entrusted to the McAlpine Funeral Home, McAlpineFuneralHome.com. And Shirley Ann Ozentoski peacefully passed away on March 16, 2026, in Chesterfield Township, Michigan, at the age of 69, born on August 20, 1956, in Detroit. Shirley is survived by her cherished daughters, Shayna and Sabrina. And visitation for Shirley and her husband, Ron, will be held on Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home, Gendronolic Chapel, and they will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, from 10 a.m. until 10:30 a.m., funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. And Ronald Joseph Ozentoski, her husband, passed away peacefully on March 18th, not even 2 days earlier, in Mount Clemens, Michigan, at the age of 69. He was born on January 4th, 1957, in Cass City. Ron is survived by his loving daughters, Shayna and Sabrina, as well. And again, their visitation will occur on Tuesday, March 24th, 2026, from 2 to 8 p.m. at the Wasik Funeral Home, Gendronolic Chapel, and they will lie in state on Wednesday, March 25th, from 10 a.m. until the 10:30 a.m. funeral mass at St. Mary Queen of Creation Church. An interment will follow at St. Mary Cemetery in New Baltimore, Michigan, as well. And I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. That was your news and obituaries for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries.